Today's shir is a Masechta Yevamos on Daf Yud. We will begin at the end of the second line at the top of the Amud with the words Rav Ada. In yesterday's sugya, beginning on Daf Tes Amud Aleph at the bottom, we had a question that Levi posed to his Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, also known as Rebbe, that why are there only 15 arayos listed in the Mishnah? There should really be 16. And Rebbe gave a sharp retort to this question of Levi. And he said, if you can ask such a question, it would appear to me that you, so to speak, have no brain in your head. And we explained from the Chavis Yor in yesterday's shir what the purpose of those remarks were. But Rebbe went on to explain that I understand, Levi, you're asking a question, why isn't the case of Imoy Anusas Aviv that falls Liyibim, why isn't that mentioned as a 16th Erva? And Rebbe said that that's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's usur for someone to marry Anusas Aviv, and therefore such a woman would never fall liyibum, because the brother could not have married this woman legally. According to the Rabbanan, he could have, and yibum would be possible. But our Mishnah is not speaking about a machlokas. The Gemara went on to ask the question at the end of Tesamid Beis that Rav Safra was of the opinion that the 15 cases in our Mishnah would all fall into the rules of Rav Chiya. Bekulan ani korer ben ha'asura lazeh muteres lazeh va'asura lazeh muteres lazeh va'achosa shehi yivimta ha'chaletzes oimis yabemes, which briefly means that in all of the 15 cases you can have two sisters who are married to two brothers, and the brothers die, and those two sisters fall liyibim to two other brothers, and each of the two sisters is an erva to one of the brothers, that each brother is permitted to marry the sister who is not an erva to himself. In the case of the erva eishes achav shaloi hayaboy lamai, the Gemara made a case of six brothers, and it would only work out according to Reb Shimon, as we explained at the end of yesterday's Gemara. And the Gemara said, according to Reb Safra, you see that our Mishnah is going according to Reb Shimon, so the Mishnah is involved in a machlokas. And the Gemara concluded at the end of yesterday's shir, Ella, on the second line of the Amud here, L'Rebbe Hani Klolo Chloli Leslie. Rebbe does not hold of the Klom of Reb Chiya. He doesn't hold that all 15 cases have to fit into those rules that Reb Chiya mentioned about the two sisters. And in the Chanami, our Mishnah will not be speaking about a machlokas. So this was the end of the first teretz, the first way to understand Rebbe's reply to the question of his Talmud Levi. Now, Rav Ada Karchina, Kamei Rav Kana Omar, he wants to offer a different understanding of Rebbe's teretz to his Talmud Levi. He said, Mishmei deRava lo'olam islei leRebbe hani klali. Not like we learned at the end of yesterday's shir that Rebbe did not hold of Rav Chiya's klalim. No, Rebbe does hold of Rav Chiya's klalim. Rav Chiya's klalim have to fit into every case in our Mishnah. V'hachi kamerlei, and this is precisely what Rebbe was saying to Levi, that in your question of Imoy Anusas Aviv, the klalim of Rav Chiya don't fit. Because Rav Chiya basically gave us two klalim. One klal is that we're speaking about two sisters, and the other klal is that the two sisters, each one is an erva to one of the brothers, but not to the other brother. And therefore, each brother could do yibum or chalitza to that sister who is not an erva to himself. Now, how are you going to work this out in the case of Imoy Anusas Aviv? B'chadam Ashkachas Lo, one of the klolim of Rav Chiya I could work out, either that is speaking about two sisters, or that one of the sisters will be mutter to one brother and also to the other, and the other sister will be mutter to the other brother and likewise usher to the corresponding brother. Babitarti lo mashkachaslo. You will not be able to figure out a case where both klolim would work, that there are two sisters involved, and yet each sister can only be married, can only have yibum done to them by one of the brothers and not the other. Why? E Yaakov beis achoyis onas. If the case is, let's say that the sisters' names are Chana and Pnina. So if Yaakov was Ma'anis Chana and he was Ma'anis Pnina, and from Chana Yaakov had Levi, and from Pnina Yaakov had Yehuda, and then he had two other sons from other wives, Reuven and Shimon. And then Reuven married his anusas aviv Chana, and Shimon married his anusas aviv Pnina. And then Reuven and Shimon died, and Chana and Pnina now fall yibum to Levi and Yehuda. So, E Yaakov beis achoyis onas. If the case is that Chana and Pnina are sisters, so one of the klolim of Rabbi I have achoyis shehi yevemta mashkachas lo. It's a case where Chana has a sister who's a yevama, that's Pnina, and Pnina has a sister Chana who's a yevama. But ha'asur lezeh muteris lezeh loy mashkachas lo. I won't find a case where Chana is going to be mutter, let's say, to Levi and not to Yehuda, and Pnina will be mutter to Yehuda, not to Levi. That I will not be able to find. Why? Let us take the case of Levi. Levi is usher to Chana because it's his mother. But Levi is also usher to Pnina because it's his mother's sister. And the same with Yehuda. Yehuda is usher to Pnina because it's his mother, and Yehuda is usher to Chana because it's his mother's sister. So if it's a case of two sisters and anusas aviv, you won't have the other klal that one of the sisters is mutter to one brother and one of the sisters is mutter to the other brother. And ve'i beis nachriyus onas. And if Chana and Pnina are not sisters, they're not related, she'ein echanami, I can figure out one of the klalim of Reb Chiya. Ho'asur lezeh, muteris lezeh, maskachas lo. I could talk to have where Chana is usher to Levi because Chana is Levi's mother. But Chana is mutter to Yehuda. But Pnina will be mutter to Levi because Pnina is not related to Chana. It's not Chana's sister. So Levi is also to Chana, he's mutter to Pnina. Yehuda, on the other hand, is also to Pnina because it's his mother, but he's mutter to Chana because it's not his mother's sister. But to get that the mother, that the two ladies are sisters, and that each one should be mutter to one of the anusas avivs of Levi or Yehuda, that to get those both clumped together, that's impossible. Again, the Gemara. Ve'i beis nachriyas anas. So asur lezeh muteris lezeh mashkachas lo. But achoysa sheyivemta loy mashkachas lo. You won't be able to fulfill the other claw. So you cannot have both claw fulfilled. So therefore, Rebbe answered, according to this pshat, he was answering Levi, that I do hold of the klolim of Reb Chiya, but you need both klolim for all of the 15 cases in the Mishnah. And by anusas aviv, it's impossible to both have the klol of two sisters, and to also have the klol that each woman will at least be mutter to one of the sons. No, if they're sisters, they will be usher, both of them, to both of the sons. And if they're not sisters, they could be mutter to one of the sons, but then you don't have the other klal of being sisters. That's what Rebbe meant when he was telling Levi that your kasha has no basis. Continues the Gemara, Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, Lo oilam lesle le Rebbe hani klali. Not like we just answered in the previous teretz that the reason anusas aviv is not mentioned in the Mishnah is because it doesn't fit in with the two klolim of Rav Chiya. No, Rebbe doesn't hold of the, that the klom have to fit in. So why wasn't Anusas Aviv mentioned? So what will you tell me? That Bepluk to like Kamairi? No, I'll tell you Bepluk to Kamairi. The Rebbe's even speaking about cases where there is a Machlaikis. So, Umay Kemedumani. And what did Rebbe mean when he answered Levi? She'ain Lemarech Bekadkari. It's as if he has no brain in his head. The Karmelay that he responded to him, Hachi Karmelay. This is what he meant to say to him. My taima loy daikis masnisen. Why, when you asked your question about imoy anusas aviv, why didn't you carefully analyze the Mishnah? If you would carefully analyze the Mishnah, you would realize that our Mishnah, the masnisen Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, the aser banusas aviv. He holds that one cannot marry an anusas aviv. How do I see that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, the Osir Banusas Aviv? Diktani, it says in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Sheish Arayas Chamuris Me'elu. There are six Arayas, which in a certain way are more Chamer, more difficult than the first 15. Mipnei, in what way are they more difficult? Shehein Nesuas Lacherim. They are permitted to marry other people, not the brothers. And therefore, Tzara Sayin Mutarais, therefore, not like the first Mishnah, where the Tzarais are Aser al Tzaras Erva, but these Tzarais will be Mutter. Why will they be Mutter? Because the Erva could never have gotten married to the brother. Because if they're Aser to one brother, they're Aser to all the brothers. In our Mishnah, the case was where it's an erva to one brother, but it's possible to be married to another brother and then fall liyibim. Here, it's an erva which is, if it's usher to one brother, automatically it's usher to all the brothers. So this woman could never have been the tzor of an erva and fall liyibim. What are they? Imoy, a person's mother, the Ashes Aviv and the wife of his father, Vachois Aviv and the sister of his father, and then the Mishnah goes on to add three more cases. So let's take two of the three cases that we just mentioned, Ashes Aviv and Achois Aviv. There we understand that if it is a wife of one's father, then he's the father's wife of all the brothers. So how could that woman fall yibum? The brother, my brother, could never have married my father's wife. So there's no din of yibum on an arayas that my brother could never have married. Even if he married her, it would be ein kedushin taifsin. The kedushin would not be chal, so it can never fall yibum. Or the sister of one's father, if it's one brother's father's sister, it's the other brother's father's sister. So this woman could never fall a yibum. But now the Gemara wants to understand, what's the third case, which was actually the first case that we started with here? My imoy. In what way is the mother a relationship that affects all the brothers? Eleman nesuas aviv. If you're going to say it means my mother who's married to my father, so hainu eshes aviv. That's the case of eshes aviv. Why put imoy into a separate category? Elalav, you know what it means by imoy? Anusas aviv. That she is someone who the father had a relationship, not a consensual relationship, but he forced himself on her. An anusas aviv. Uktani mipnei shehein nesuas lacherim. And we learned concerning that case that such a woman can only be married to others, not any of the brothers. La chayrimin to others, la achin loi, and not to any of the brothers. Man shamed le dislei high swara, who holds of the swara that an anusas aviv would be osir to all the brothers? Rabbi Yehuda, the osir banusas aviv. Mishum hachi loi tani lei. How could the, what was your question, Levi? That anusas aviv should be one of the arayas listed in the Mishnah. In other words, as we explained the case yesterday, Yaakov was Ma'anis a woman, and he had a son, Reuven, from that relationship. Yaakov was married to Leah, and he had a son, Shimon, from Leah. Shimon subsequently married the anusa of his father Yaakov, which he's permitted to do according to the Rabbanan. And then Shimon died, and the anusa's aviv falls to Reuven, and she is Imoy anusa's aviv. It's Reuven's mother, because he is the child of that forced relationship. So the Gemara is saying that the whole case can only come about if we hold like the Rabbanan that Shimon was able to marry anusa's aviv. But since, as we've proven, our Mishnayis, as we see from Daf Yud Gimel, is going according to Yehuda, who holds this in Isser, the Asur Banusas Aviv, so that's why Rebbe said to Levi, Mishum Hachi Leitani Le, that's why we couldn't construct a case of Anusas Aviv falling Liyibim, because Anusas Aviv was Asur to Shimon to marry. So how could my brother be married to Anusas Aviv, according to Rebbe Yehuda? So there's no din of Yibim on such a woman, even if it's an arayus, even if Shimon did kedushin with anusas aviv, and that's why it's not mentioned in our Mishnah. This is the teretz that the Gemara now wants to offer. Amalrei Ravin l'Ravashi l'Rabbi Yehuda nami mashkachas la di'i of Ravin Asiv. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is possible to have such a case listed in our Mishnah. And as Levi's question is still a good question, because anusas aviv, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a losase, and on a losase kedushin are tofsin. So b'di'evet, if Shimon went ahead and made kedushin with anusas aviv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, kedushin would be chal. If the kedusha would be chal, it is possible then, if the husband Shimon dies, that anusas aviv should fall to Reuven, and it'll be a case of imoy anusas aviv. De'i avar, if Shimon did what he was not supposed to do. The Gemara answers, de'i loitani, we are not speaking in our Mishnah of a case where someone is going to fall a yibum through doing, being over on a lav, which he was not supposed to be over on. Amrle Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, Beloi Din, Ami Mashkachas La, I'll give you a case where a mother can fall a yibum even without transgressing an aveira, where the brother who is married to this woman did not transgress an aveira. The case will be Yaakov Onas Kalosoi. Yaakov was Ma'anis, his daughter-in-law, who is the wife of Reuven, the Hoilid Mimena Ben, and he had a son from that relationship. Let's call him Shimon. Umeis Reuven Beloi Bonim. And then his son Reuven, his legitimate son Reuven, died without children. V'naflu Kame Bra, and now that the daughter-in-law, Reuven's wife, who is the mother of Shimon, because Yaakov was Manasseh's daughter-in-law, now the mother falls, she falls in Yibam in front of her son Shimon. So, Umigoy de'i asira, since the daughter-in-law, who is the mother of Shimon, is Osir to Shimon. So Rasa Nami Asira, her Tzara, will also be Osir. So here's a case where Reuven, the brother, did nothing wrong. There's no D.E. involved. And yet, it'll come out, Yaakov, the father, did something wrong. But when the Gemara said D.E. Loitani, it means that the brother from whom the woman is falling liyibim, he did nothing wrong. In this case, Reuven did nothing wrong. He was married to this woman, and he died, and his wife turned out to be the mother of Reuven's brother, Shimon, because Shimon was the result of Yaakov Onas Kalosai. So I have why didn't the Mishnah say that case? And it'll be a case where the erva is usher and the tzora is usher. Amar Lei, he answered, the Mishnah is only speaking about where the brotherhood of Reuven and Shimon came about through Heter, and the Mishnah is not speaking about where the brotherhood came about through Isser, because Yaakov was Ma'anis, his daughter-in-law, and he was over that Avera. And that's why the case of Anusa is not mentioned in our Mishnah. So the Gemara concludes, even though we have all these terutzim of why Imoy Anusas Aviv is not mentioned in our Mishnah, the Afa became Botko Levi Masnisa. Levi incorporated the 16th Erva of Anusas Aviv in our Mishnah. Tani Levi, Levi learned, Imoy, concerning a person's mother, Pa'amim Poteres Sarasa, sometimes she frees her tzara from Yibim, Upa'amim Eina Poteres Sarasa, and sometimes she does not free her tzara from Yibim. Ketzad, how does she not free her tzar from Yibim? If his mother was, who was married to his father, and subsequently Venasas Lechov, she married his brother, Mayaviv, his brother from his father, his mother married. Umeis, and he died. So that's a case, Zuhi Imoy She'en Poteres Sarasa. Here's a case of a mother who will not free the tzara. As Rashi explains, that since the brother, let's call him Ruve, was married to his father's wife, Eshesav, that's Bekoris. And Ein Kedushin Taisim B'chayvei Krisis. Everybody holds like that. So when this Rasha, the brother, died, so his father's wife did not fall Liyibim, because she's not considered Eishes Ach, because the Kedushin weren't Taisim. So if the brother had another wife, she's not a Tsaris Erva, because the erva was a forbidden marriage to the brother, and there was no kedushin taifsim, so there's no aspect of yibum concerning that woman when the brother dies, because he's not considered that he was ever married. So the only one he's legally married to is the tzara. If he's legally married to the tzara and he was not legally married to his father's wife, so only the tzara falls liyibim. So zui imoy she'en poteres sarasa. That does not free the tzara. The tzara would be chayiv in yibim, as we turn to the Yud Amud Beis. But hoysa imoy anusas aviv. But what happens if the mother that falls him for yibim was the anusa of his father? V'nisas lechav, and she was married to her brother. V'nisas lechav may aviv, and she was married to the brother from, the two brothers were brothers from their father, Umeis, and that brother died. Zui imoy shepeter sarasa. This is a case of a mother that does free the tzara. Why? Because even though the brother, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as Rashi explains in the top Rashi, it was a loisasa, he's not supposed to. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Chachamim. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that anusas aviv, it's usher for him to marry, but it's only a loisasa. And except for Rabbi Kiva, who holds ain kedushin taifsin, ain kedushin are not taifsin b'chayv alavin, we hold, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, that kedushin are taifsin b'chayv alavin. If kedushin are taifsin b'chayv alavin, so it comes out that this woman was married to this person's brother, and when the brother dies, now she falls liyibim. He can't do yibim with her because she's an erva to him, because she is his mother. So once she's an erva to him because she is his mother, and she was considered married to the brother, so there is a din yibim on this woman, and yet we can't do yibim because she's an erva. So that's a case where poteres sarasa. She's a tzaras erva and she's pater. So in the first case, she's not considered a tzaras erva because the woman was never legally married to the brother. And therefore, this second woman is not considered tzaras erva, and there is a din yibam on her. In this case, however, that we just mentioned by Nusus Aviv, where Kedushin Artaifs and so the brother was considered legally married to her, if so, when she now falls to her son Liyibam, the tzor is considered tzor zerva and she's potter. So we see that Levi counted this as one of the cases where there is a ptur of tzoras erva, and it was included in the 16 cases according to Levi in our Mishnah. The Afal Pishashanu Chachamim Mishnah Sein Chamesh Esrei, and even though the Chachamim wrote in our Mishnah that there are 15 Arayas and 15 Tzoras Erva, Yeshon Lohaisav Sheish Esrei Kinoizu, we can really add one more, which is the case of Anusas Aviv, where the other woman would be a Tzoras Erva, and there would be no Din Yibam, both on the mother, the Erva, and also on the Tzoras Erva. Kinoizu, like in this case that we just mentioned. According to Levi, who says that in our Mishnah we do learn a case of where something which shouldn't have been done was done. Why? As Rashi explains. Because since, as we've proven from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Anusas Aviv is usher to the son. And yet, this is the 16th case where the brother who shouldn't have married Anusas Aviv, but he went ahead and did it anyway, and since it's only a lav, Kedushin Artaifs to Mechayv Alavin. And yet it's considered an erva, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which will give a din of Tzoras erva on the Tzora. So we're speaking about a case. In order to make this whole case work, it has to be speaking D.E. If Shimon went ahead, which he shouldn't have done, according to Yehuda, and married Anusas Aviv. And then Shimon died, and his wife falls Liyibim to Reuven, and to Reuven she is Reuven's mother. So according to Levi, he says, De'i namiktani in our Mishnah, listen, why doesn't it say another case of De'i, if something that shouldn't have been done happened? What's the case? Hacholitz Liyivimta. Somebody gave chalitza to his Yivama. So the din is that he's now usher to his yuvama, because the pasuk says Asher lo yivne espes achiv kivin shloi bano widarshin shuv lo yivne. Once you didn't build up your brother's home, you did chalitza, you don't have a second chance. And what are you ever on a losase? And v'chazer v'kitcha. Then he made kedushin with her again. The woman who he had done chalitza to, he was mekadesh. Umes bloy bought him, and now he died without sons. So Resh Lakish Ishita, as we're going to see later on this Amid, is that the other brothers, once Chalitza was made, they retained their original Isser of Ashes Ach, which is Koris. So she is an Erva to the other brothers. The Migi Dei Asuras. Since this Chalutza is now Usser to the other brothers with an Isser Koris, Tsarasa Nami Asira. So this will be a case where the brother who gave chalitza should not have remarried her, but to him it's only a loisasa without chorus, as we'll see further in the Gemara. Rish Lakish Ashita is, and Be'emes will see Rabbi Yochanan agrees with this, that to him himself, the one who did chalitza, it's only a loisasa without chorus. So he shouldn't have done kedushin, but de'i he did the kedushin. And now, she is an Arayas, according to Rish Lakish, on all the other brothers. And since she's an Erva, it's a Rasanami Asira. So why isn't that case listed in the Mishnah as well? Well, here we'll have a 17th case. Amar Leh, you know why, said Rabbi Yochanan in response, Lefi Shein, a Betzara, Sara, because we're unable to figure out a case of Tzara, Sara. The Mishnah on Daf Beis said that not only is the Tzara Potter from Yibam, but the Tzaras Tzara is saying our Pater from Yibam. And you cannot work out a case of Tzaras Tzara. Why? As Rashi explains, because the case of Tzaras Tzara is always where the woman is an Erva to one of the brothers. She does Yibam to another one of the brothers, or let's say the Tsaras Erva, they do Yibum with the Tsaras Erva to another brother, then that brother had a second wife. So that brother's second wife is a Tsaras Tsara. And then the second brother dies and falls Liyibum. So not only is the Tsaras Erva Pater from Yibum, but the Tsaras Tsarasayim are also Pater from Yibum. But over here, where once he did Chalitza, the Isser course falls on all the brothers. So it's impossible for there to have been a case of Tsara Sara. Because what are you going to say? That one of the brothers married the Tsara. All the brothers, once Chalitza is made, the brothers are usher not only in the Chalitza with an Isser Chorus, they're usher in the Tsara also with an Isser Chorus. The only one who has a lav alone is the brother who made Chalitza. Everybody else, according to Rish Lakish, has both the Chalitza plus her Tsara will have an Isser Chorus to all the brothers. So none of the brothers were able to perform Yibum. Memela, you'll never get a case of Tsara Tsarasayin where that brother who's married to the Tsara has his own second wife who's a Tsara Tsarasayin and he dies and then she falls to Yibim. You don't have that case because there was an Isser for that brother to marry the Chalutza Isser Kars and the Tsara with an Isser Kars. Ask the Gemara, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan give a Pasha to Teretz? I hold, says Rabbi Yochanan, not like you, Rish Lakish, as we're going to see in the Gemara in a few minutes. You hold that the other brothers have kares with the chalitza. No, I hold once chalitza is made, then the iser of asher lo yibona space achiv, kivin shlo yibona shuv lo yivna, does not only apply the iser lav without kares to the brother who made chalitza, but as we'll see at the bottom of the Amud, that brother is a shliach for all the other brothers, and all the brothers and the tzara and the chalitza are only beloy sase. So therefore, you know why it doesn't say this case in the Mishnah? You know what I'll answer, Rish Lakish? Because this is a case of chai v'lavin, and chai v'lavin are b'nei chalitza v'yibninu, and we're trying to give a case, 15 cases in our Mishnah, where there's no chalitza or yibim. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer a pasha to Teretz? The answer says the Gemara is Lidvar of Karmelay. He was speaking according to the sheet of Rish Lakish. Lididi, according to my own reasoning, says Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. Once he did Chalitza, all that they remain is Chai V'lavenheim, V'chai V'lavenei Chalitza V'yibnenu, and that's why they're not written in our Mishnah. El Lidach, but according to you, Rish Lakish, you consider them Chai V'krisis Nenu. So how I will answer your question, even with Shitascha, that you consider it that they're Chai V'krisis, that the lav of La Yivne is only on the one who did Chalitza. Everybody else has Chorus. But I still have a Teretz, Lefishayin and Betzar Sara. Because since this is an Isser Chorus to all the brothers, it's impossible for any of the other brothers to have made Yibum to marry the woman, the Chalutza plus the Tsara, Mimele, you'll never have a case of Tsara Tsara. That's what I'm answering, Lishitascha. But you're right, Lishitasi, I have a simple Teretz. It's a Chai V'lavin, a Chai V'lavin. You do have an ability to make Chalitza and Yim. At least Midoraisa. The Rabbanan, as we learned, by Isser Mitzvah held that you only make Chalitza and not Yim. Itmar, we have learned the machlaikis that we discussed earlier in the Amid. Hachoylis liyuvimta. If somebody made chalitza to his yuvama, the chazer kitchen, and then he took her back and he made kedushin. Amr shlokas says rashlokas, who ain't chayv ala chalitza chorus. He, the one who made chalitza, is not chayiv on the woman who had chalitza done to her chorus. But v'ha'ach and the brothers chayov ala chalitza chorus are chayiv on the chalitza chorus. Al hatzara. What about the tzara? Bein ho'achim chayav ala tzara kars. On the tzara, both the brother who did chalitza plus the other brothers are chayav on her Kores, and that's why, as we explained before, the case of Tzoras Tzora would never be able to happen, and that's why it's not listed in the Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan answered Rish Lakish, Lishitas Rish Lakish. What does Rabbi Yochanan himself hold? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein Hu, Ubein Hu Achin, both the one who did Chalitza and the other brothers, Einon Chayovim, are not Chayiv, Loyal Chalutza Kores, Veloyal Tzora Kores, they're not Chayiv, neither on the Chalutz are they chayiv chorus, nor are they chayiv on the tzara chorus. Only a lotzasa of kiven shloy bana shuv lo yivne. My time in Rish Lakish. Why does Rish Lakish say that on the chalutza and the tzara from the other brothers there is chorus? Amr Kra, the pasuk says, Asher lo yivne es beis achiv. So I learn kiven shloy bana shuv lo yivne. Iyu hu dekoy b'lo yivne. The one who did chalitza, he has the losa sashayin boy chorus of lo yivne. Aval echov, kirekami kami. They remain, they retain their original iser of eishes ach, which has chorus. It's only the one who does chalitza that gets a dispensation that he no longer has chorus. All he has is a losa sashayin boy chorus. Aval echov, kirekami kami. And even the brother who did chalitza, when doesn't he have chorus? When does he only have lo yivne? Like says she ain't by chorus. That's on her, on the woman that he did chalitza to. Hot tzara, but on her tzara, kidakami kami. Likewise, he gets no dispensation. He gets no lessening of the onesh on the tzara. He only gets a lessening on the chalitza. That's Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. And what's Rabbi Yochanan? Tzara. Mi ikamidi, where do we find such a thing? Dimi kara originally. E boy high chalas, e boy high chalas. This brother could have done chalitza, or this brother could have done chalitza. Vi boy lahai chalas, e boy lahai chalas. Or he could have done chalitza to this lady, or he could have done chalitza to this lady. The hashda, now that one of the brothers did chalitza to one of the wives, koya la bekaris. And now you're going to say that the brothers who didn't do chalitza, they have an issur koras, and the women who didn't have chalitza done to them, there's an issur koras. Ella, we have to say, iyu shlichus to the achim kovet. He who did chalitza was a shlich of all the other brothers. Ihi, the woman he did chalitza to, shlichus to the tzara kovet. She was a shlich of the tzara. And therefore, once the Torah said, then if chalitza is made, all you have left is the iser of kivin shloibon shuv la yivne, which is a loisus as she'ain by chorus. Not only does that affect the brother who did chalitza, and not only does it affect the woman he did chalitza to, but it affects all the brothers and all the women, that there is no longer any chorus according to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Eser, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question to Rish Lakish. Hachalitza yivemta, if somebody did chalitza to his yivama, v'chazav ikitcha, and then he went ahead and he was makadashir umeis, and he died, tzricha chalitza min achen, the achen have to do chalitza. Bishloim l'didi, it's good, according to me, says Rabbi Yochanan, da minna, that my shita is chayav elav and ninu, that after chalitza is made, all the brothers and all the women, there's only a chayav lav of shuvla yivne. So ahayna the tzricha chalitza min achen, that's why we need chalitza. As we learned before, iser mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, which is a Chayve Lavin, the halacha is that you don't do Yibam, but you do Chalitza. So that's why she needs Chalitza from the brothers. Elulidach, but according to you, Amai Tzricha Chalitza, why is Chalitza necessary? Because since Einachanami, the brother who did Chalitza, to him it's only a Loisasa. So when he's Makadashir Kedushin Artaifsin on Chai V'Lavin, explains Rashi. But when he dies, so to all the brothers, she is Usher because of Chorus, for an Erva. And if she's an Erva, so why is Chalitza necessary? On an Erva, there is no Yibam and there's no Chalitza. So according to you, what's the pshat that if one brother did Chalitza and he dies, that she requires chalitza from the other brother? She's an erva, the achi of chorus. Answers back Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, l'tameich, and according to your reasoning, that it's only a losas without chorus, aim a seifa. Explain to me the seifa. The seifa says, Amad Echad ben Achan, if one of the brothers got up, the kitcher was Makadashur after his other brother had made Chalitza. And then he had made Kedushin. And then he died. And then one of the brothers got up and made Kedushin. Ein lo alav klom. She has nothing on him, because since it is a chiyuv kares, that's what Rish Lakish is arguing, and Kedushin Tyson, b'chayv krisus. So as Rashi says, she does not need a get from him. Says Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, v'i chayv elav ninu. And if after chalitza is made, all she is usher to the brothers is a lavin without chorus, if one of the brothers made Kedushin, am I ain't law of klum? Why does she have nothing on him? Why doesn't she have to get a get? Kedushin are taifs to mechayv alav. They're not taifs to mechayv krisus. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, this is not a case of mechayv krisus. This is only a case of mechayv alavin, of shuv la yivne. So if one of the brothers made Kedushin, she shouldn't require gershin. Why does it say she doesn't need anything from him? Amar Rav Sheshes answered Rav Sheshes, say fasten Rabbi Kiva. The safe is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Domer ain't Kedushin taifs to mechayv alavin. In other words, ain't a chanami. The Reisha is not going like Rabbi Kiva. The Reisha is going like the Rabbanan. That Kedushin is Tavis to Mechayv Alavin. The Seif is going like Rabbi Kiva, that ain't Kedushin Tavis to Mechayv Alavin. But everybody holds it's only Chayv Alavin. Nobody holds like Rish Lakish that it's a Chiv Koris after Chalitza was made by the first brother. But the Seif is going like Rabbi Kiva, that it remains Chayv Alavin. But ain't Kedushin Tavis to Mechayv Alavin. If ain't Kedushin Tavis to Mechayv Alavin, she was never Mekudish to the second brother. And therefore, a get is not required. Afraid the Gemara of a listener to divi Rabbi Kiva ain't loyal of klum. Why don't you say that it's going according to Rabbi Akiva? The Bach changes it to ain't law of klum. If this is taka the sefer going according to Rabbi Kiva, so why didn't it say beferish that this is going Ladivri Rabbi Kiva ain't law of klum, but ain't a chlami according to the Chacham who argue on Rabbi Kiva, she would require a get because Kedushin are types of Mechayv Alav. So why don't you spell that out? Answers the Gemara. As we turn to Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Kasha, ain't a chlami, this will be a question on Rav Sheshes who gave this teretz. We will have this, it's not a Tiyufta. It's a kasha is different than a tiyufta. Tiyufta means that his answer is not an answer at all. A kasha means you have a little difficulty. You're right. It would have made perhaps more sense to speak out that this is going like a bekiva. But Afa became, even though it didn't speak it out, it is going like a bekiva. It's not a tiyufta on what Rav Sheshes wanted to say, but a kasha, it remains.